Now, he's given a vision, first of all, the vision of Christ glorified. And I think that Daniel saw the transfiguration before either Moses or Elijah. You see, there had always been three representatives. Moses represented the law, and the thing was that Elijah represented the prophets. But Daniel represented a very particular group of those that had been in exile. And now he's given it ahead of time for his encouragement. Will you notice now? Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl. His face was as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. Now, this is a new method of revelation. No longer does Daniel see an image or a vision of beasts or weeks, but he sees a certain man. Now, who is the certain man? Now, some very excellent expositors hesitate to identify him, and they dodge the dilemma by saying he was a heavenly visitor. That's generalizing, all right, and you couldn't miss that very far. But that's not exegesis of the passage. We believe him to be Christ. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he gave many parables, some of which concern the activity of a certain man. You remember how he would begin one of his prayers? A certain man. Now, that certain man was generally God the Father or God the Son. And so, in the verse before us, the certain man is identified further by his person and dress. And what a striking similarity there is to the vision of Christ after his ascension into glory as seen by John in the book of Revelation. And now let me just turn Revelation 1:12, and begin reading. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, girt about the paps with a golden girdle, his head and his hairs, a white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire, his feet like undefined brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. Now, that's a vision of Christ. And I believe Daniel saw Christ, not in his pre-incarnation, but he saw him as the post-incarnate Christ in his office of priestly intercessor and judge and great shepherd of the sheep. Because after all, Israel, as well as the church, are called his sheep. Moses and Elijah were present at the transfiguration of Jesus recorded in the Gospels. Daniel was not present. Why? He'd already witnessed the transfiguration, and this is the record.